All right, fight fans, welcome to What's on Fights, the podcast that randomly reviews all the great wrestling, MMA, boxing, and other great shows provided by the TV, Fight TV app. Today we are doing another Who's on Fights episode, but let me first introduce my co-host. He is the one and only Ben Fish. Ben, how you doing?
Oh, great. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm doing really fantastic over here. Raining out in Vegas for some odd reason. Never does that. But I'm ready and pumped up. I sent out a request and we got it. We got a none other than a referee from Rocky Mountain Pro. That's very cool.
Yes, we have Joel. Joel, is it Gessner?
Yep, Joel Gessner. Okay. Yep.
All right. So thank you for coming on. Like Finn just said, you are our very first referee we've had on to interview. So you have that distinction to add to your resume.
Well, thank you. Definitely a pleasure to be here.
So Joel, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get introduced into the world of professional wrestling? How did you get started with Rocky Mountain Pro as well?
All right. Well, yeah, as you said, I'm a referee for Rocky Mountain Pro. I'm the head referee. I started training at Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy just a little under 2 years ago. I found out about the school through attending Milestone 5. We're about to have our Milestone 7 pay-per-view come up next month, so it's just about our two-year anniversary for that. I've always been into wrestling ever since I was a kid. I saw the Royal Rumble where Stone Cold won it, and I saw the promo he did afterwards, and I was just so mesmerized about the sport. I wanted to know more about it and started watching it ever since I was 10. It's just been a great ride. I started at the school, training to be a wrestler, which I still am doing. Took a few months time off, and when I came back, we were low on referees, and they asked me if I would mind filling the position. And turns out it's something that I really enjoy doing, and I've been growing quite a bit in a little over the year that I've been doing it. It's been a great ride.
That's really cool. I mean, you know, you're transitioning into a ref, but still wanting to be a wrestler. Like you said, which Stone Cold, which Rumble where he cut the promo? I mean, I know you won like three of them, so I'm not.
I think it was the one in 98, if I'm not mistaken. I believe I was 9 or 10 years old, and I don't remember which one specifically that was. I believe I saw another airing of it. I don't think I saw it on live.
No, and then from there you were hooked, huh?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I started watching the fruition of the Monday Night Wars and the Attitude Era, and just everything that I seeing on TV, even though a lot of it went over my head as a kid. It was just awesome to watch the sport and the characters. It's just a great industry that I never missed until then.
Okay. I'm glad you got a part of the wrestling world just by that little thing. And you say you're watching the Monday Night Wars. How did you feel about that at the time? Ran away from you, but a lot of people have a big opinion about the Monday Night Wars. What is yours?
To be completely honest, I didn't really understand what was going on at first. I wasn't even pretty much aware of WCW at first. A lot of my friends, once I started getting them into wrestling, they all gravitated, as a lot of fans did, over to WCW, and that's how I found out about them. And I still sided with the WWF at the time, Universe. My favorite group was D-Generation X, and just all the comedy and antics that they would get into.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days. Okay, so let's move into, you know, a little bit more of your career, Rocky Mountain Pro. When you found out about this, how'd you find about the school?
Yeah, I found out about the school through my cousin, who has been a wrestling fan ever since I was giving him choke slams onto the couch when he was a toddler. And we were watching wrestling and playing the games as a kid. And he was like, "Hey, I'm going to go see this wrestling event, indie event. Would you like to go?" I'm like, "Sure. I haven't really been into wrestling for a couple of years, but you know, I used to like it as a kid. Sure, I'll go." And my aunt, uncle, and cousin took me to Milestone 5, and I had a blast. I would probably rate that as probably one of my favorite shows that I've ever attended wrestling-wise. Yeah. And it was so great to see the amount of athleticism and the amount of characters and the amount of heart that everyone was putting into everything. And during intermission, they did a plug for Mercury Wrestling Academy. And I about jumped out of my chair. I was like, "What? I can become a part of this?" And I was like, "Where do I sign up?" And after the show, I spoke to Matt Yaden for a few minutes, and was like, "Yeah, let's see what you got," and just kind of went on from there.
Oh, that's cool.
And very cool, yeah.
And then since you become, you know, you moved into the direction of being a ref, do you watch the ref more when you watch wrestling?
Yeah, I always kind of saw the referee as kind of like a fly on the wall, not really a part of the show. But I couldn't have been more wrong. Especially in like a one-on-one match, they're the third guy in the ring. They're just as much of the show. They have to not only keep order in the ring, but they also need to make sure that the wrestlers are keeping each other safe and making sure that that if anything needs to happen, that there's somebody that the wrestlers can fall back on. And surprisingly, it's a lot of exercise, getting up and down for pins and getting out of the way and all of that. It takes a lot more than what I originally thought it would be. Wrestling does too, but you never know until you try it.
Right. What is one thing that you have learned at being a ref that, like, you didn't even know, had no clue?
Ooh, wow. That's a tough one. I guess just communicating. I found out I was, and I've been told this before, but I guess I've been fairly bad at communicating to people. But yeah, definitely. There's just a lot of little things that just kind of add up. A lot of things you never really even notice. Just like getting out of the way or being there for from a medical standpoint, making sure to know when somebody would be in a position where you would need to stop the match for them or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, too, I would say probably one of the biggest things, too, is the referee is there also to help tell the story of the match.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. They're really the third guy making sure that there's order in the ring, that you have your heel and face, and just trying to keep general.
As a ref, did you have to do any extra like CPR or anything like that training?
Not exactly. I was a Boy Scout as a kid and through my early teen years. So I've gone through a couple CPR and medical classes, and I know basic first aid training and concussion awareness, diagnosing if somebody has received a concussion or if they're at risk.
Oh, all right.
Cool. It definitely helped out.
Yeah, I see. I mean, it should be a big help, you know, knowing if someone's actually hurt versus when they aren't hurt. And you have only called matches for Rocky Mountain Pro or ref matches?
I've primarily been at Rocky Mountain Pro. I have done a couple other small things, but I unfortunately really haven't had the time to really branch out as much as I would like to. That will definitely be changing here in the future as I've been opening up my my personal and work life a little bit more. I have a little bit more freedom to be able to travel and do a lot of that here.
Okay. And you, what is one of your favorite matches or that you have reffed?
Oh, that'd be a difficult one. I would probably say, since I just recently watched it again, it was the ladder match between Anaya and Curtis Cole. That was probably one of the the few times I've actually been extremely concerned for the well-being of what these guys are doing to each other, because they put it all out in the ring. They didn't hold anything back going at it with one another. And my main goal was to keep him safe and make sure that if anything happened to him, that they'd be good. But that was probably one of the most one of the most exciting matches I've been in, probably either tied or second to our steel cage match that the Lockettes were able to have. That was a great match as well.
Yeah, very, very, very good, both those matches. Just a personal side note, the one with Anaya and Curtis Cole, that was the one that Anaya got through the ladder and landed right at my feet, so I was kind of concerned about that too. And if you guys watch the episode, you can see Anaya still has a scar from that too. So, yeah.
That was quite a fall.
Yes, it was.
How about your first televised match that you ref? You know which one that was?
Let's see. That was... We were still back at the Grudge Training Facility. I believe it was a charge taping. I was still very new and getting into it. So I was just kind of had that whole first stage fright, being out there in front of a group of people like that, and not really sure of what to do, a little timid on if I'm actually supposed to be out here or not. But from what I've been told, I've done quite well and grown quite a bit. It wasn't really something that I thought I would enjoy or be good at, but that definitely changed quite a bit over this last year.
All right, that's good. I mean, do you watch those? Do you watch your old matches that you ref? I mean, do you watch?
Yeah, the album? I've been watching as we've been repeating season one. I've been going back through and watching all those matches. Going through and doing more of those tapings, and as they come out, I always watch them, wait a little while, watch them again, see if there's anything I notice that I've learned since then that I did now. It's always good to go back and watch what you've done, especially if it's something that you do repetitively. It's a habit you're trying to break. definitely going back and watching old matches not only helps me with figuring out what I can do, maybe able to do better, but also just give it the nostalgia why I'm doing this, where I've come being a little bit more grounded.
Oh, all right. And you say you become the head ref over at Rocky Mountain Pro. Like, what does that entail from a different ref?
So, we have a great group of referees. We have Martin, we have Kelly, we have Dewey. All of us work very hard in refereeing. We go to training when able, try to show up to all the shows, and help each other learn and grow, and just be there for each other as our own, but also for Rocky Mountain Pro and Cooper Wrestling Academy. But through all the trainings and everything, I've been able to, luckily due to my work schedule and everything, able to go to more trainings and be there at all the shows. And I've been very fortunate to have that kind of schedule that allows me to do that. And for all the work and effort and being in a very supportive role, that's how I was granted by Dewey Larson the title for the head referee, which I do take very humbly. I don't disagree with the choice. I do feel I'm very new and I have much to learn, so I'm very humble in that aspect. But if someone needs me, I'm there for them.
That's good. I mean, that's a good trait to have. So as being a ref, you gotta take a ref bump. So, what are some memorable ref bumps that you have taken?
Ooh, it's been quite a few bumps I've done. I'd say probably my favorite that I think got a good pop, I believe it was Nighthawk, and me and Stephen Ashton had gotten into a bit of an altercation regarding my ruling for that match, and wasn't very happy with me, and I got a GTS for my troubles.
Oh.
quite a bit of airtime I got on that one.
And since you guys have started on Fight TV, the Fight TV app, have you what notices have you seen? The changes you have seen.
Definitely the increase in our fan base. I actually have people all the time ask about our promotion. I get likes and requests all the time from people on different parts of the country and sometimes parts of the world that are like, "Hey, we love your promotion. Never heard about you until now. It's great that it's great that we have another avenue to see you guys." It's definitely been an awesome experience getting on here since we've had a few failures in the past with getting our product out, but we love our home on the Fight app and YouTube, but we are definitely always trying to push the envelope.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And what shows, what other wrestling shows do you watch on the Fight app or, you know, without it?
I try to watch a little bit of everything, especially now from a referee standpoint. I've been from some indie promotions, especially ones that our friends from Rocky Mountain Pro. Just trying to get a little bit of everything from WWE to Impact to New Japan, just I didn't really know of the world of things like refereeing and how much that entails until fairly recently. So even if I've seen something in the past, it's almost watching it in a whole new light, because I'm looking for an entirely different aspect that I didn't even know existed before.
Oh, yeah. I know, but, so who are your favorite refs? If that's even a... It's kind of an odd question, but...
Definitely Dewey Larson, I would tell you that. I don't really have a favorite. There's different things I like about a lot of different referees that I take little things from each of them and try to see what may work for me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, anyone that you have noticed or you see on a lot of shows that you're like, wow, that guy's reffing here as well, or?
Unfortunately, not that I can pop off the top of my head. I have a really bad name and memory on the spot.
That's okay.
Yeah. I noticed Brian Heppner. He's on a lot of shows.
Oh, yeah.
He's on a ton of shows. He doesn't stick out, but I'm like, wow, this Brian Heppner's here as well. He care less for his father, though, but yeah. But yeah, I noticed him in, I seen him in Paragon, I seen him in TNA, and then some other stuff on the West Coast. I'm like, man, this guy, gets around. But, okay.
I was gonna say, so, Joel, who are your favorite, talents to work with in the ring as a ref? Is there anybody that kind of stands out that you sometimes forget that you're like refereeing the match and because you're in such awe of their work and stuff like that?
I would definitely say that all of them put me in that position, but to name a few favorites, I would probably say definitely Curtis Cole would be at the top of the list. Every time I see him flying about is definitely a treat to watch. I would probably also like to say the Gorillas, Left Coast Gorillas, Anaya and Hoodlum. They're just so energetic and so, what's the word I'm looking for here? Just bringing the intensity and the energy level beyond 10 and just bringing every little bit of creativity that they can to the ring is just so great to see just from being in the ring, coming from the entrance to battling out to the finish is just a treat to watch.
Okay. That's great. I mean, are you really trying to become a wrestler again, or is it just like you just prefer the ref? I mean,
So I definitely do still train to be a wrestler. Also the training that we do in Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy, whether you're a referee or a wrestler, things like taking a ref bump, doing any sort of involvement in the ring, you should really have a well-rounded scope of knowledge that you can use. If I know how to take a specific move and I see somebody, take it wrong, I know that could possibly be a red flag that I need to go check on them. That didn't look right. Certain things like that, but I'm definitely not, straying away from, my passion and wanting to be a worker and a pro wrestler. My main focus right now is refereeing and learning and trying to grow with that as much as possible.
Well, and I can also imagine that just doing the training can just help with, like, your overall, like, I don't know, cardio and things like that, especially if you've ever had to, like, referee an entire episode or entire events, I mean, I forget, have you ever, like, had to referee coast to coast on an entire event the entire night?
A few times I have.
Close to it? Yeah.
A few times, especially when we go out of town. We may only bring one referee with the talent up there due to space or due to scheduling constraints. We recently did a show, I believe for Ignition up in Wyoming, that we'll hopefully be uploading here soon. And, I was the only referee there. There's been a couple times that it's been like that. And as you were saying, definitely it's a great cardio workout. Doing an entire show like that, but the training from MPWA has definitely been crucial in order for me to be able to do that. I'm not the most I would say in shape individual. I'm not running any long marathon anytime soon, but I definitely do have the stamina thanks to the training I've given to be able to endure and have the stamina that I do have.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's really, like, different, you know, for us, or definitely for me, to talk to be able to speak to a ref. We do watch a lot of wrestling here, and we do notice every little thing, especially on this show. So it's great, really cool to get this perspective of a ref. So I do want to thank you already for wanting to come on and, you know, speak of the experience of a referee.
Thank you for having me.
But when it comes to the, I'm not gonna ask you some weird questions, but when it comes to the women's matches, man, how, like, I know it's not much different, but how do you feel prospectively to a women's match and a men's match? Because I couldn't hold it. I'd be in there like, man. I know you gotta stay professional, but man, I'd be.
Yeah, I definitely do get where you're coming from there. Training with them. The Lockettes definitely are not shy away from training with male wrestlers, and it should be the other way around. And we do have that mentality at MPWA that we're all wrestlers, so we're just wrestling, and that does help maintain the professionalism leading into an actual match. But any type of match, you get so involved in that you forget where you're at. The Lockettes definitely put just as much effort, if not more effort, into a lot of their matches, and definitely do bring it all. So it's very high-paced. A lot of it, you don't really have time to be able to enjoy the scenery, if you will.
No, man. If I was seeing Alligato in that cat suit, I don't know. I would have had to call another ref down. But it's, have you taken a bump from a woman?
I've been knocked on my butt from fear. Holy Trinity definitely has popped up in some unexpected places. I don't believe I've yet taken any of the Lockettes.
Oh, okay. Huh. No. They didn't roll over you or nothing like that, and then that fun stuff.
I've just been hit a few times in some of the hardcore matches, but that's probably more my own fault.
Oh, yeah, you have accidentally gotten caught with a weapon or something? Being in, like, a
not,
tip,
not more than just maybe, like, a graze.
Oh, okay. You're a little too close or out of position. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Or maybe a weapon maybe got dropped and it just kind of made his way to, like, clip you or, you know, like, you know, get in front of you or something like that. Yeah, I can understand that.
Exploded bits from tables and handles and things like that.
Oh, so unintentional bump. Oh, okay. So, so you know, I mean, you're a ref now, and that's your thing. But if you were to be a wrestler, what gimmick did you come up for yourself? Who would you be?
I would probably be somebody who would be kind of like the anti-hero, if you will. More of kind of like a little bit of comedy with a little bit of anti-establishment kind of take on it. More of, I don't know, kind of guess of kind of like a little bit darker version of Deadpool, I would say.
A darker version of which character? It cut out right there.
Deadpool.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Reynolds is definitely my inside voice.
sort of like a wacky Dean Ambrose, but better.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that. Oh. Yeah.
All right. I imagine you think about that as you're, you know, doing your ref training of who you're gonna be if you did, and that's a cool character. I like that idea.
And I mean, who knows? You may not recognize me, but you definitely may see me in the future in that role.
Okay. You can play a dual character. Ref by day, wrestler by night. Some type of split character like that, that'd be totally different, you know.
Right.
Oh my gosh. But I know a lot of people have gotten tryouts. Have you gotten any tryouts or just not yet?
Like, oh, you're saying for
other companies? Have you gotten tryouts or?
I've definitely went to some tryouts/training camps. I had my first one of those when I went to Ring of Honor. Definitely was very new at the time. I was only probably 6 months in, so I was definitely new, and I showed a little bit of my. And definitely would like to go back there. Todd Sinclair's was a great source of knowledge during that seminar, and I'll actually be coming out to a pop at the camp here next month, where I will be being joined with Hoodlum and Matt Yaden. As they're going out there for the seminar to be instructors as well, so we'll be having I believe a few promotions going on down there show wise. But yeah, definitely trying to. As I was saying, I haven't had a lot of time to be able to venture out and really get my name out there or get experience from other promotions just due to my personal and work schedule. But I definitely am trying to open that up more so I can be
Did you go as a tryout as a wrestler or a ref? Or that didn't matter?
For Ring of Honor, definitely as a referee. Okay. I definitely was not at the stage of where I wanted to be for a wrestler at the time. I didn't feel comfortable in that.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah. As long as you went, and I imagine you learned from that experience the first time you went to see what you could do, and I think it's cool, especially with a company like Ring of Honor. Every time we interview one of you guys from Rocky Mountain Pro, you speak about Ring of Honor and their tryouts a lot. So I know there's, you know, something that everyone is striving for, and then if you can get it any way, even if it's as a ref, you know, not just in a ref, but any way you can get in, that's a good way to get it. Because you can branch out from there. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was at that tryout, there was only three referees, and we did pretty much morning to night, just straight matches all day. So we got one heck of a workout, but at the same time, all those wrestlers that only had, like, their one match, and then they would have to wait for everyone else to get done, we were able to take and be in the ring and look at all of that and get all that knowledge that they were getting in a small amount of time. We were able to get that over the whole course of the day. So even though I wasn't in there as a wrestler, I was still going back, and every time I was done, jotting down a note or just something that not even referee related, just any knowledge that I could soak up and maintain was definitely worth it to soak in.
Oh,
very, very, very cool. Yeah. Well, so, you know, I think we pretty much have asked all the questions that we've got of you. We do appreciate you coming on. But if, you know, in the meantime, if people wanted to look you up, follow you on social media, things of that nature, where can they find you?
Yeah, you could definitely find me on... I do have a Twitter and a couple other social media accounts. I don't, unfortunately, have any of those in front of me. I will definitely get some of those posted and updated. I believe a few of them are available on therockymountainpro.com on my bio page. If not, I will go and make sure that those are updated on there.
All right. We're able to, in our synopsis of the show, we could add you in as well. So that's not awesome. A big problem. Someone needs to find you and, you know, give you a talk, you know, talk to you about whatever happens. I imagine you answer all their questions.
And then, of course, you know, tell us about the upcoming Rocky Mountain Pro shows that are coming up in the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We do got two really big shows coming up. One here at the end of the month on July 28th. From 9 to 11 p.m. at the Rack House Brewery, Beerside Lager House. We'll be having our last show before Milestone. This is kind of tying up loose ends and getting everything prepped for the big show. And Milestone 7 will be Saturday, August 12th at 6 p.m. at our home, The Quarry, at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. They're having a whole promotion going on for the weekend, and we're definitely very happy to be a part of it. It's going to be a very big and very exciting show. You definitely will not be disappointed.
Ooh, that's really cool. Like I said, I want to definitely thank you again. Mr. Four Four put the word out there, because I did challenge everyone that we could interview, a Rocky Mountain Pro, a ref next, and you answered our challenge, and I want to thank you a lot for coming on.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and we'll definitely have to have you on in the future.
Can't wait.
All right, well, Joel, thank you for coming on. You have a good rest of the day, and we will speak at you sooner than later, and of course, I'll definitely will catch up in person.
This is Ali Gatto, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
All right. Well, a big thank you to Joel Gessner for coming on Who's on Fight for What's on Fight, our very first referee interview here on the show. Ben, you were really excited about having a referee on and pretty much got to ask all the questions.
I know, it's just, you know, we get wrestlers, we have owners, we got pretty much, you know, women.
Commentators.
Commentators. So it's good to get another person's perspective of, you know, pro wrestling. Now we just get like I said, you go there a lot, but let's get another third party person that the tens of shows, and, you know, we pretty much ran the gamut of it. Maybe except for the person that runs the venue, but, you know. But I think we'll be able to, you know, get everyone's perspective of every different job at that promotion. So,
yeah, definitely. So yeah, so it was great having a different category to a person to interview on the show. So
yeah, that's great.
No, but we have some other cool stuff, you know, coming up. But it's so easy to reach us. So you have our own account. It is What's On Fight. .com, where you can get our latest episodes of Who's On Fight and What's On Fight. We have an email. You can reach us. whatsonfight@gmail.com. We have What's On Fight on Twitter, where we follow all the promotions that are on Fight. So follow us, follow them, and get to know a little bit more about these companies. We have a lot of companies coming up. As Fight adds them, we try to talk to them, see what we can do for them to get a little bit more inside stuff. So when we do get to talk to them, it doesn't get a bit more knowledge about them. So we're watching some of the stuff that we don't have footage of or can't watch.
Right.
And there's always our fight line. We can drop a comment, tell us what we can watch, what we should watch, and all this other stuff. That is 702-907-3483. 702-907-FIGHT. It is very easy to reach me. It's simple. Because I'm at FinFishSCU on Twitter and FinFishSCU at Gmail. And how about you, Mr. Forfro? How are we going to find the guest? I don't know what to call you. The
guest
podcaster,
wrangler.
The podcaster Rocky Mountain Pro. You have gotten almost everybody except for Rocky Mountain Pro.
Yeah, we're getting a lot. We're working through the roster, working through the talent, working through everybody there. But if you want to reach me, you can email me at mrforthrow@gmail.com. Spell the Mr. out, M-I-S-T-E-R, put a 4-T-H in the middle, end it with R-O-W. And the same goes as well for your Twitter machine. But also, if you guys have enjoyed our Who's On Fight for What's On Fight, we do have a great number of shows on the brand new Trending Topics Network, and you can listen to all those other great shows, such as New Chat, which is your other show.
Which I finally have time this week. Helping out a friend. I got a lot of friends coming into town. Everyone's taking summer vacation except for... Oh, no, I took mine. But everyone's taking a summer vacation to Las Vegas, and I've been busy as all outdoors. Oh, and Lucha Underground is picking up really big. I got some good Lucha news as well. So once I get a chance, we're going to do some Lucha chatting. We got European Uppercut, a European perspective of American pro wrestling. About that. I was reading something that we put up for a European Uppercut. I was like, that makes no sense.
We also have the Spanish Announce Table, the podcast that has previously slammed your brain through a week's worth of wrestling news, but now they are just coming from Table Show Studios in Kansas City.
I think it's legal, some legal jargon. They didn't want to get in trouble for slamming people's heads.
Exactly.
We got WrestleCast Live.
Live?
A podcast that has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling live. We get Wrestling Cheers, Hanging with Heavy, NFL Easy Picks, CFL Easy Picks. Season is white hot right now. If you want to catch up on or learn about the CFL, check that podcast out. We have Legends of Simon FM, Eurovision Showcase, The Tuts Experience, All Beer Inside, trying out some new beer. I wonder if they... I'm going to ask them a few questions about some beer.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking of some other questions, but we got STFU odds on. I'm planning out doing an odds on SummerSlam.
Very cool.
I'm going to be more of the moderator. I got two people who want to bet. So I'm going to get a lot of beer betted at this one coming up. So, and if you're falling behind in the Pick'em League, you know, maybe this show will help you out. I'm not in first place.
Who's falling behind? I'm not falling behind.
Oh, no, not you. But a lot of people don't know where to put that money at.
Full disclosure, I am currently in first place.
Oh, shit. I don't know what place I'm in. I don't need to look right now because it's not. There's no stakes. So once I think I put it out there by Royal Rumble, I'm going to put some stakes out there for the person who's closest to me. So.
There you go.
So I don't want people to start getting losing or start to get where I'm at so they can get the stakes that I'm going to put up. We got a select a cart, squabble, box, cast, as it comes back. And we try out new shows every week on the Trader Supper Show. We'll see what people like, see what they don't like. So, you know, always stay tuned, subscribe to our latest podcast. But it looks like I am done being counted out by the ref of show of Rocky Mountain Pro. How about you?
I am good as well. So that's all we have for Who's on Fight for What's on Fight. And that's all we are going to be fighting about this time. So until next time. Fight on.
All right.